This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, we seek His aid, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah Ta'ala, the Exalted, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of Allah. And die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created his mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah, and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is ar-raqib. He is the monitor and ultimate watcher over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for him to accept us of our deeds and forgive us of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement as to what follows. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. A man asks his dad, young man, dad, can I go? A young girl asks her mom and dad, can I go? Everyone is there. A man, young man, college student, is looking at his older brother saying, we're staying here. We're not moving. The younger brother, he's thinking to himself, if I stay, I could get in trouble. Meaning, if I stay, I may lose my job tomorrow. Meaning that me standing here, I have to weigh my options. And it's very important for the Muslim, particularly the Muslim and the human being in general, the responsible person, to always look and weigh their options. But it's important as well for the responsible person to know that life is full of trade-offs. You do one thing, you may lose something else. And that is why it is important for the Muslim in particular to always, at times of trials, atrocities, confusion, the fear of darkness upon the light, is to always activate their iman. What do I mean by this? When a trial is faced, when there is a question, the primary concern that we hope for ourselves as people that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ask, what does Allah want from me? Is to ask, what has Allah said about this? Is to ask, what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he do in this particular situation? Because there may be situations in our life to where it didn't exactly happen during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's where it's upon the Muslim to ask a person of knowledge. For example, these people that were asking their parents, can I go? It was asking, can I go to the protest? The protest. A particular protest that took place here at the University of Texas, Dallas. Protest that took place in Columbia University. Protest that took place in Yale. Protest that took place in different universities around the world. And for me personally, subhanAllah, when I was sitting at home and then I see a video, I see a picture of a girl in Gaza smiling and she holds up, thank you, college students at the universities. I told my family, let's get up and go. Let's get up and go. Because it is a message that is being sent. Firstly, it is a form of controlling the messaging, controlling the narrative. And there are different ways to control the narrative that lie within the realm of the Sharia, within the realm of the religion, within the realm of maintaining integrity in who you are as a Muslim, firstly, and then maintaining integrity of who you are as a citizen, secondly, in that order. When we have the First Amendment of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, when this is being done at a university, exercising their freedom amongst their freedoms in this country that allows that. Alhamdulillah. Because we know there are certain countries that don't even allow that. Exercising that freedom, meaning it is your right to use the to manifest that freedom. It is your right to protest. But then the question arises, as it has, and it will continuously arise, even as it has risen during the time of the civil rights movement. What's the goal of this? What is the benefit of this? What is the outcome of this? Is this more of an Islam? We say, is it more of a maslaha or a mafsada? Is it more of a benefit or a harm? This requires insight. Firstly, requires knowledge of Allah and His religion. Secondly, requires knowledge of your locality. And then also requires knowledge of the laws of the locality that coincide with your values. When these young men and women, many of them, who are on the cusp of religiosity, aslan. I'm going to repeat that again. Many of our young men and women that are at these colleges are on the cusp of even believing in Allah. And many of these young men and women are those that don't even believe in Allah, meaning they're non-Muslim. But the universal characteristic that lit a fire and lights a fire inside of them universally is going out for a purpose. And that purpose is to call against an injustice of what we see of genocide, of what is going on in Gaza right now. Just as when we look at the civil rights movement, it was a purpose of calling against an injustice against African Americans. It was not the goal. It was a tactic to reach a goal. Within that tactic, they must be, to the best of their ability, organized with specific goals. And that's where the guidance of the older men and women come in. So when this man asks his dad, can I go? His dad, as a normal father would. And we want to make this very clear for our young men and women. As a normal father would. What about your schooling? What about your degree? As a normal mother would for her daughter, firstly, are you going to be safe? We hear what has happened in the universities where some of the sisters, their hijab was taken off. When we were at the detention center in McKinney, the Muslims were there. And speaking to some of those that were locked up in the detention center, said they heard the protest of the Muslims outside. What does that do in the heart of that brother? Of those brothers? When the lawyers are there and the police officers see that there's adequate professional representation, saying that this is what we want in a kind fashion, respectable fashion, with integrity. And I want to capitalize on that, brothers and sisters. When I mentioned that the atrocities, the trials, is a huge opportunity, I don't even want to use the opportunity, huge obligation for you to activate your iman. When they see this, there is a level of honor and respect. And what does that do to our youth? Countless times parents come to me, as they should. Not to me in particular, but to someone that they trust of knowledge that can have some level of influence on their 17, 18, 19, 20 to 25-year-old son or daughter that is passionate about going out. And that father may say he's just going out because his friend is going out. But it's important for us to know that they are fulfilling a level of purpose within their lives, and this could serve as a catalyst for them to come back to Allah. Because ultimately, this is what we want as Muslims. And it could be through those means of standing up for justice, standing up for what is right, calling against any type of oppression to the powers that be. And this is what we want to talk about, brothers and sisters, particularly in these times of trials. Always remember that it is important for us to have thabat, to be firm on your faith. But being firm on your faith is an exemplification of your integrity in your faith. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease and in times of hardship. But it is not only theoretical. And it is not only when you are alone. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your experience when you go out there. And the fact that there may be troops that may say and do something that may be illegal, you standing up for a message with integrity, with organization, mobilization, is that which is important. It is very important. The messaging. And that's the first thing that I want to capitalize on. When activating our aqidah, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's important to decipher the messaging. And that is the message that Musa alayhi salam said to Fir'aun. When Fir'aun was speaking about Musa, and he tried to control the messaging about Musa and his followers, that they were the ones that were causing the trials and the tribulations for the people. And that they were the ones that were causing distress amongst the people. And then Fir'aun had the nerve, as the from the qadr and predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say, with a rhetorical question, meaning that everyone knew the answer, were you not the one that stayed under my care? Were you not walidan? Were you not a young boy that stayed under my care? Musa alayhi salam, long story short, when he responds, because Fir'aun was saying, this is the ni'mah that I have given you, the blessings of you being under my care. What was Musa's response? وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ أَنَّ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Musa alayhi salam understood the situation. Musa alayhi salam had integrity. Musa alayhi salam had thabat. He was firm on his faith. And he was not afraid to exemplify it, to show it, and to speak on it, and about it, and to others about it. He said, in this blessing word, blessing, just as we see war versus genocide, right? They even tried to change the messaging as though it is not a genocide. The Muslims should stand and say, what? Please. What are you talking about? Even with a nonchalant, non-emotional attitude, for you to say, let's not even continue the conversation. I want to have a cordial conversation, but there needs to be education on this issue. Firstly, so Musa alayhi salam said, and this blessing that you are claiming, you used the word blessing, that you are claiming that you have given me, the blessing of enslaving Bani Israel, that's the blessing. Automatically, you know that enslavement of a people is not a blessing. Rather, it's the opposite. That's exactly the framing that Fir'aun used. And Musa flipped it upon him and all the people around him to further teach us. You control the narrative, Muslims. And going out there with our young men, brothers and sisters, that need our guidance, that need the light that Allah has given us of experience and of integrity and of activation of our faith, such as trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as knowing that He is our Razak, knowing that He is the ultimate provider. Musa alayhi salam said, this is the blessing you're talking about. So automatically it is known that the fact that you have enslaved us is a form of lessening us of a people. Istighfaf al-qawm, to say that we are lesser than you and to treat us as slaves, to where, wow, you even said that you are our Lord the Most High. That's the first thing, brothers and sisters, understanding the messaging and educating one another about the truth of the matter and not having any cowardice in doing that. And there is a difference between apprehension and cowardice. Every coward can be someone that has apprehension. But just the fact of apprehension doesn't mean you're immediately a coward. Coward is if you know the truth and you're not willing to speak to it to someone because you are afraid of what they may think or what they may say. And it is consistent. That is cowardice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make no mistake, he sought refuge from being a coward. So we have to ask ourselves that question. Are we falling on the line of being a coward or someone that is being honorable and someone that is speaking the truth in a way that can educate people in a conducive fashion? أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. There is another verse or another statement of Musa that I want to mention. So the first one is speaking about the messaging and controlling the narrative. And we spoke about that before. And it's important for us as Muslims to understand the messaging and the narrative and be able to decipher that to the best of our ability. And if we're not able to, we go to those that are experienced to understand what are they trying to say about Muslims here. What are they trying to frame about Palestinians here that are dying in the thousands? What are they trying to say? What premise, what blueprint are they trying to set up to where when they are more blunt of their message, it's easier for us to accept because they have quote unquote programmed us to think that we may be barbaric, programmed us to think that they are not colonizers, programmed us to think that there is no such form of oppression and everything is well deserved. When we look at the other verse of Musa alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam was speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made a dua. And this dua is so beautiful because after what happened with him, if you look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he's in a village, he's on the outskirts of the village, living in the house of Fir'aun. And by the blessing of Allah, the wife of Fir'aun was sentimental towards him. They took him in. Musa alayhi salam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لما بلغ أشده, when he reached the age of strength and discernment, they have given him hikman wa ilman and given him the wisdom and the knowledge. Musa alayhi salam comes into the village and he sees two people fighting. One of them are from his people and the other are from the Qutbiyya, the Christians at that time that some would argue. So the man that is from his side calls out to him, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعْتِهِ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِ. استغاثه, so he sought his help. So Musa وَكَزَهُ فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. He pushed the other individual and the individual died. Musa now is on the run. He goes to Midian, a place called Midian. He meets a man after helping the man's daughter at a well, supplying them and helping them. The both of those women went back to their father. They told their father about this man that helped us at the well. Musa goes there, meets him, stays there 8 to 10 years, and marries one of their daughters. Musa comes back. Upon this time, Musa alayhi salam, within this story, Musa alayhi salam makes a beautiful dua because he comes back to give, he at that moment becomes a prophet before he enters Egypt. So Musa alayhi salam makes a beautiful, beautiful dua. He says, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, and I want all of us to think of this dua and have some introspection when we hear this dua. قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. I really want to dissect this verse because we each and every single one of us have to ask ourselves in regards to this, ask ourselves this question or more than one question. Musa alayhi salam says, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. Oh my Lord, for that which you have blessed upon me, please, I do not want to be someone that assists the criminals. فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. Oh my Lord, for what you have blessed me with. Let's stop here. Bima an'amta. As we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ladina an'amta. The blessings you have given me. Oh my Lord, with the blessings that you have given me, please do not make me, or I do not want to be, excuse me, I do not want to be the assistant to the criminals. So here, he firstly acknowledges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, plural, upon him. He recognizes the blessings upon him. Now, when we couple the acknowledgement of the blessings of Allah, coupled with the integrity that it ties in with acknowledgement of the blessings, when there is something that compromises that message or messaging, it is upon the Muslim to stand up. It is upon the Muslim to articulate themselves that they don't participate in that, or they do participate in that, or they believe that that is wrong, or believe that that is right. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us 3 darajat. He said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran fayughayyirhu biyadihi, fa in lam yastati' fa bilisani, wa in lam yastati' fa biqalbihi, wa hadha wa dhalika adha'fu al-iman." He said, whoever sees from you any type of wrong, any oppression, then they should change it with their hands. And if they are not able to, then with their tongue. And if they are not able to, then with their heart. And that is the weakest of faith. Brothers and sisters, make no mistake. Each and every single one of us fit into one of these categories. Each and every single one of us fit into one of these categories. There may be some of us that can manifest all three. You may fit into the highest category at a particular time of the day, of your life. And there may be a time where the third, but at least hate the oppression, hate the killing, the fact of people changing the messaging in your heart, at least. But then he ends and says, and that is the weakest of faith. He ties this to what? Your iman, your faith. So Musa alayhi salam says, oh my Lord, from what you have blessed me with, whatever you have, brothers and sisters, know that it's a blessing from Allah. We all know this. But then he speaks about the fact of, after that recognition of the blessing, what are you doing to acknowledge the blessing? Brothers and sisters, practicing Islam, to sound very basic, which is basically what all of us need and can't survive without, practicing Islam, i.e. praying, reading the Quran, being honest, being on time at work, these Islamic principles, practices, and morals is the acknowledgement of the blessings of Allah. In other words, this is how you tell Allah, thank you. When you try your best to pray on time, is telling Allah, thank you. When you reach out to the neighbors in your neighborhood, in your community, and you're not ashamed to articulate who you are, you're not ashamed to say, no, I humbly believe it's a genocide. And yes, a couple of days ago marks the day of what is called the Nakba. And that is the day that the Palestinians were exiled from their habitat. I'm willing to speak with you about it. No, I respectfully disagree. When you're in a room full of individuals that don't believe in Allah, individuals that are creating a different narrative, you say, no, I respectfully disagree. And no, I won't vote for this candidate, and I will vote for this candidate. For example, full integrity, this is a way of you saying thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your intention is to uphold, to establish, uphold, and maintain the integrity of Islam. It is not about you. It is about the message of Islam that made you who you are. Meaning, an'amta alayya, for what Allah has blessed you with. And then he says, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. And wallahi, this word in Arabic is so eloquent. ظَهِير, يعني من ظهر. It literally means a person that has their back. He says, oh my Lord, from what you have blessed me with, I do not want to be of those that assist the criminals. ظَهِيرًا. And ظَهَر literally means back. I do not want to be of those that have the back of the criminals, that assist them. We have to ask ourselves the question, if we sit at home and don't even share a link, for example, on what the Nakba was, for example, the Balfour Declaration, for example, the messaging of what is going on and how there's not even an admittance of certain things that are happening in Gaza, for example, not doing anything, which one would that fall into? When there's messaging from the other side that is strong, when alhamdulillah, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muslims being active using social media, Muslims being active on their campuses, Muslims being active and diligent and goal, and I want to mention this very distinctly, goal-oriented, speaking with integrity at these campuses, using that fire of iman and a slight element of anger, but remaining organized at these campuses. If we don't do any of that, which category do we fall into? It is important that the Muslim stands for something. And at this time of what is going on, it is important that we stand for the message that is true in regards to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in regards to all the other areas of oppression. The oppression is universal when it happens to any human being. But what we see that is so prevalent now and that is going on, and the problem is that it is covered up as something else, that is where the Muslim activates their iman and their faith. That they stand for something. And make no mistake, some of us would not have come to this country if there was not an individual or individuals that stood for something with integrity. And that integrity is couched, it is found, it emanates from, it comes from purpose. You as a Muslim, your purpose is not only your watan, not only your nationality, though that does have a place. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Mecca. He loved Mecca. But the Meccans that did not believe in the faith, there was a level of integrity. The Meccans that fought against him and that tried to change the messaging, there was a level of integrity. So brothers and sisters, please, in these days, in these moments, even though it was a wake-up call for the first week of October, the month of October, still allow that yaqava, that wake-up call to impact you to do something of that which was in your power, exercising your rights, being conducive in the society on a local grassroots level initially, and if you have the opportunity, even greater than that. And that is a huge form of manifestation of our faith. That is a way that we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل إسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل إسلام والمسلمين Oh Allah, help Islam and help the Muslims. Oh Allah, help the weak and destitute that are all over the earth, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Help the weak and destitute in Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and in Palestine, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and in Sudan, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and in Congo, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and in Yemen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. وفي مشارق الأرض in the far east and far western parts of the world يا رب العالمين. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless them and protect them in their iman يا رب العالمين. Protect our youth in their iman يا رب العالمين. And make us of those that call on you sirran wa alaniya, in secret and in open, in the darkness يا رب العالمين, alone يا رب العالمين. يا رب العالمين فاغفر لنا من ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الأبرار. أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله سوى تدل وحدا من مناكب سود الخل straight in the lines come close to another please الله أكبر سبحانك الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سبحان الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله